So now we enter into a section which is creating effective influencer marketing campaign. How do you go about it? As it says, crafting an influencer marketing campaign in an effective manner, you require naturally a strategic approach where it starts with the brand objective, and you also at the end of it try and see that what's the unique voice that your influencer will provide to your brand. So to understand better how to create effective influencer marketing campaign, we get into step-by-step understanding. So it starts with setting the clear objective for your campaign. Why are you using and doing this influencer marketing campaign? You should be very clear. Some of the aspects are given. It is brand awareness, or you want to increase sales, you want to increase leads. What is it? Unless that is not clear, you will not get a clear direction. Followed by identify and define your audience. So you need to know with whom are you going to talk to using this influencer. Who is that target audience? They may be out of few segments that you have. Maybe the influencer marketing, you want to do it only for one or two or specific niche of segments. So that you should be very clear about. And therefore, you need to know completely them. Their persona, so to say, should be known to you. And that will tell you the likes, dislikes, their pain points, etc. Define your budget. Yes, budgetary constraints are always there. And influencer marketing, as you have, I think, logically concluded from various categorization of influencer, cannot be a one-man influencer marketing campaign. You have to have a bundle of micro, mega, influencers coming from different types, like a social media, Instagrammer, YouTuber. So it's like a heavy budget exercise. So you must be initially clear about the kind of budget that you have and you can allocate for the influencer marketing. That will allow you to determine the balance between micro, mega influencers and mix thereof. Decide on the social media platforms. Now, you know one end the target groups. Other end, you also know that the influencers have a specific channel in which they are good at. So Instagrammers are good at Instagrammer, YouTubers are YouTube specialists. So you must also therefore know that which is a social media platform with whom, using that as a channel, you are going to reach out to your target group, connect and communicate with them. Your influencer should be part of that. Create authentic content. Now, influencer generates content on his own based on his specialization, based on his like and love, and he has been doing it successfully, and therefore he has achieved that scale. You as a brand, therefore it is very natural for you to create your brand content in a way that there is some kind of a synergy, there is some kind of sync in the conversation. This thing cannot be out of blend, and your message has to blend with his style, what he communicates, what he is good at. And that's the challenge of the content marketing when you get into influencer marketing. Find your brand influencers. Now the time has come that you determine who's your right brand influencers. We have earlier studied as to how do you determine right influencers for you. So if you are, say, for example, just a very simple example here, if you are a health supplement manufacturer, then you have to have an influencer who's known to have a healthy body. So that's what. If you are promoting protein, then you have to have one with a very muscular body. So that's what is a essence. Integrating influencer content with brand messaging. Now, this is a point which is kind of probably repeating again, but as we saw it here also, create authentic content. Here, of course, reflect the genuine experience with the brand that you create. But however, it has to have a blend with the influencers, usual style. This also talks about your integration that is required between influencers and the brand messaging, so that people will see the cohesiveness, acceptance will come. Adhering to disclosures and compliance guidelines. So there are very strict guidelines around that. Therefore, most often you will find this comment sponsored or in partnership with. So like I am a, say, influencer, Mahi Dhoni, if suppose he puts us paid influencer post, he will write in partnership with, say, Adidas or likewise. So then reading person reading it knows that this is a sponsored communication. However, because it is coming from his trusted influencers, believability will be there. But compliance suggests that advertiser must make it sure that the recipient knows that this is a paid sponsored communication. Leveraging influencers for cross promotion, collaborating with multiple influencers. So as you know that earlier also I mentioned, one influencer will not help vis-a-vis cross promotion. This thing, you require influencers expertise in, say, as a YouTuber, you require expertise as a social media guy, etc. So this will allow you to reach out to diverse segment using diverse channel again for receiving their content, receiving their information. So this is also very critical in terms of your selecting the right influencers. Track your success. Last but not the least is constantly evaluate. You have set goals, you have an objective in hand that you want to achieve at the end of your influencer campaign. That's the objective with which you started, with the clarity of the goals that you have to achieve. Therefore, using various platforms available to analyze the success of your influencer marketing, engagement rate, say one of the parameter, if I had to say, so how is his engagement rate otherwise to his post versus his engagement rate vis-a-vis your post, and likewise conversions, etc., the inbound leads, as we say, which comes out of the influencer marketing. All those aspects should be pre-planned. The KPIs are fixed and then you monitor them whether you are achieving that or not. So let's quickly understand the key performance indicator for influencer marketing. Friends, as I told you earlier, they repeat. Okay. So you have to understand the concept, which you can apply across various types of marketing that we learn, PPC marketing, likewise influencer marketing. This terminology is more or less will come around, except one or two additional. So we have understood what is impression and reach. Impression is the number of times that your content is displayed on the screen of the recipient. I may have not noticed, I may be going very fast, but still if it passes through the screen of the mobile handheld device guy, it will be considered as an impression. So that is one aspect. So here idea as an impression is that message by the influencer is seen by the recipient. Reach, that is how many number of people you connect at any given point of time, at least once. So that's the reach. Then comes the engagement rate. I have told you earlier they have tried showing you technicalities, but it is the rate at which the influencer's message gets the response from the responsiveness of influencer's message by the follower. Now these numbers cannot be very great, but one need to understand what was your engagement rate before when you did some random checks, and what is the engagement now when you are running a campaign with him. Referral traffic, obviously the content that the influencers write and provide has a link, okay, link given, either link within his text or they say a link given, and that link, if it is clicked, it's considered as a referral traffic. It takes the follower to a particular page where he gathers more information, and person may end up buying a product. So these are all known as a referral traffic. So even that rate can be pre-worked with the influencers. Clicks and CTR. So we have understood what is clicks earlier, pay-per-clicks. So clicks or call-through rates. And so that's what CTR, call to action, or when you say, that particular conversion rate that is taking place. All these aspects are monitorable KPIs, key performance indicators. Follower growth, using the influencer to promote your product, were you able to add number of followers to your company site or your brand site, brand as a this thing. So if that is the case, yes, that also can be one performance metrics. Conversions, we have understood how many finally you convert into your customers, and not only that, and it's like it could be in many ways. So as I said, downloads, fulfillments that you have offered, and how many customers have used that, that's your conversion. So that has to be kept in mind. And sales and revenue is that ultimate conversion. All this leads to what number of customers becoming your customers or repeat purchasing it, etc. So that's what sales and revenue growth that this particular influencer marketing is bringing for you. Return on investment, last but not the least, is finally you convert all these things into how much did you earn for the rupee that you invested. So earlier we have seen one of the statistics that almost like influencer marketing gives $5 over $1 spent on influencer marketing. Where do you stand? How much are you earning while doing influencer marketing? So that's what you have to calculate as a return on investment. So with this, we enter into a section measuring the impact of influencer marketing. How do you go about deciding whether your influencer marketing was successful or not? So what all you do? So this is what gives you the perspective about the topic under consideration. However, step-by-step guideline is out here, wherein you start with the engagement matrices. So that's a very important aspect of influencer marketing. So what is the engagement matrices that has come for you? When you were considering selection of an influencer, you did random checks and you decided what is this engagement matrices or rate. You did your brand campaign with him. Did you get that? Did you get more? Did you get less than his own conversation in that engagement rate that he's achieved? So that's a very powerful one aspects. Next comes the reach and impressions. I've earlier also told you what is reach is to reach the number of people at any given point of time at least once, and impressions is how many times your ads has been seen and influencers post has been seen. That's an impression. Website traffic and conversions. So influencers in their communication often link with your websites. Does it bring or to an offer page they make you lend the followers. So those are kind of things that you monitor that will give you the website and conversion traffic. Brand mentions and sentiment analysis. How many times influencers in his comments or in his post writes about your brand, he refers to your brand. Just the mention of your brand is itself is a big thing. And sentiment and analysis, how does he create sentiment so that people not only reshare, people talk, people comment about your brand, etc. So all this thing is a sentiment analysis. There are again tools that can be used to determine sentiment analysis on a social media, which probably this influencer is using. One of them could be that. So that's what is another aspects of monitoring. Influencer specific KPIs. Vis-a-vis this particular influencer that you have taken, YouTuber, Instagrammer, etc., you can create a specific KPI in consultation with him and then get him into confidence and you can develop that KPI. It's not that influencer will be punished, but it is a mark for you. It is one activity for you. So tracking your this thing. Now, technically, yes, people do this in terms of they provide a code. That influencer will say that order using this code, you will get this benefit. Now that code is different for each, unique for each influencers. So that will give you a very specific understanding as to which influencers appeal work, which influencers is moderate or not getting you the required follow-up and required sales leads. Return on investment, yes, we have studied what is return on investment earlier. It's a finally a cost effectiveness measure of your earning for investment that you made. So how much you earn by investing $1 or 1 rupees using influencer marketing. So that is what you will check. So that's also another KPI. So we want to understand after how do you measure this thing, we come to a section where challenges. Now there are few very, very, very predominant challenge in the influencer marketing. The biggest this thing is coming out is a fraud. Fraudulent follower list generation, fraudulent way to achieve the number of followers, etc., to claim yourself to have become a micro to macro influencers, etc. So that's a very big sign marketers today grapple with. So fake accounts, that's another challenge where various accounts are opened and this account follow the influencers to jack up the numbers, and this communication when sent by the influencers are not been attended by them at all. Okay, so you see that it's a cost that you pay for. So that fake account is another aspects. Important to verify the authenticity and quality of the influencers. his followers, etc. So that's a big challenge that a marketeer faces today. There are various indicators. If you deep dive into his follower base, random basis also, you can determine whether this influencer is a party to or have a following base which is not very objectively created. So if those kind of signals you get, better be warned. So that's a challenge of influencer marketing. Measuring ROI, that's another big challenge. Business find is challenging to accurately measure the return on investment through this particular approach. When it comes to brand awareness campaign, over 28% of the brand. So awareness is a very, very subjective aspect. Very difficult to even determine earlier and even today. That remains a challenge. Especially with influencer marketing, it is more challenging. So that is the number one of the more important challenge. Finding influencers. Though I have told you that there are many types and so many millions of influencers, it's always a challenge to determine the right influencer for your marketing campaign. Influencers fraud, yeah, we have seen that influencers themselves resort to certain frauds. So if they do it, your marketing, your brand, your spend maximization is of questionable things. So that's all another challenge. Influencer engagement in fraud. Influencer is either himself involved in fraud, something that he breaches the law of the land. He lands up into some unwarranted litigations, etc. And that will put up a wrong this thing in the name of your brand. So that's another aspect that one marketer faces as a common challenge of influencer marketing. Cost of fraudulent activity. So all these things when happen, it somewhere impacts the brand. So brand should be aware about what if this influencer does something fraudulent, what will be its impact, the cost to the brand. If that you feel is going to have a insignificant impact, fine. Especially that is the case with the micro influencers, but with the mega influencers, it impacts very badly. So guys, at the end of this chapter, the summary, this thing that I want to put up before you, that we have seen the emerging era of influencer marketing. They today have become a source of brand decisions because of the large following base that they have acquired by niche that they have captured, by the kind of content that they put in. There are different types of influencers, right from micro to mega, this thing, and nano also as this thing. They all have certain number of followers as a minimum requirement, and these influencers have their own base of followers. Influencer marketing takes you instantly with them. They create believability, they create brand connect. When brand connect with the influencer happens, the brand persona gets shaped up in the mind of prospective and the target customers. So all this leads to better brand engagement and therefore conversions and other business benefits. We have studied different types of influencers, nano to mega influencers with the kind of following that you require, various types of influencers, social media, YouTuber, Instagrammers, etc. Instagram remains the major platform for the influencer marketing. With this as a these things, today influencer marketing is in the growth stage. Only 25% of the marketers have said that they are using it. That means more marketers are going to come into usage of influencer marketing. We have understood how to measure key performance indicators of influencer marketing and some of the challenges like fraudulent base, influencer himself getting into the fraudulent activity, etc., and the cost of that to the brand. So with this, we complete our session on influencer marketing. Thank you.